This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu salamu ala rasulillah, 30 verses, 30 days. And today we're looking at verse number 159 from Surah Ali Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Subhanallah, this is a beautiful verse, and from this verse we can take the leadership techniques that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and had prescribed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How so? Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if it weren't for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you wouldn't have been lenient. Then he tells him, that were you to be hard-hearted, were you to be cruel, then all of the people around you would have left, meaning that you wouldn't have had anyone to lead. So now let's take a closer look to figure out what are those techniques that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam within this verse to be a good leader, someone who people would be willing to follow, and not someone who people would disperse from around him. The very first thing is, in the beginning of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. If it weren't for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you wouldn't have been able to be gentle. So the very first leadership technique that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning within this verse is that a true leader is a gentle leader. Yes, he's gentle, but at the same time, he also has a resolve as well. That resolve doesn't lead to harshness, and that gentleness doesn't lead to a person being not a person of resolve. So you have to have a resolve, but at the same time you also have to be gentle. You have to be gentle, but at the same time you have to have a mission, you have to have a focus, you have to have your vision very clear. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Then he tells the Prophet ﷺ, if you are not gentle, were you to not have been gentle, then you wouldn't have followers. People would not be willing to follow you. They would all disperse from around you. Now a second technique. فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. Forgive them and pardon them. When you are a leader, you're going to be dealing with all sorts of people. Even if you're a leader in your own family, you're going to be dealing with your children, you're going to be dealing with the people around you, you're going to be dealing with neighbors, you're going to be dealing with all sorts of people. If you're a CEO of a company or your manager in company, you're going to be dealing with your employees, and those people are going to make loads of mistakes. So the first thing that Allah says to the Prophet ﷺ after gentleness, along with resolve, is that be a person of pardon. Forgive people, overlook their mistakes, especially if it happens to be that odd time that someone made a mistake. Don't make a big fuss about it. فَاعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. Forgive them, pardon them. Not only that, since you are the person who's the leader, O Prophet, in this particular circumstance, then not only do you forgive their mistake, you seek forgiveness for their mistakes as well. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. And seek forgiveness for their mistakes as well. Why? Because a true leader ends up owning up to the mistakes of his followers as well, because at the end of the day, he should have been helping them avoid those mistakes. And if they fall into those mistakes, then a true leader in a company, in a family, says, you know what, yes, my followers made a mistake, but it's my fault that I didn't look into it much, so I'm going to do something about it. So when your followers make a mistake, do something about it. That's what Allah tells the Prophet ﷺ. If they make a mistake, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. Seek forgiveness for them, and you also pardon them as well. Then Allah continues and He gives us another technique. He says, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. And also do shura with them, consult them. Not only seek forgiveness for them, not only be gentle to them, not only have a resolve, but at the same time involve them in the process as well, so they learn how to behave. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. The last technique, now along with that consultation, along with that gentleness, always remember that the final decision is yours, because you're the one who's primarily responsible. So he says, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. When you've already made your final decision, then do tawakkul upon Allah, entrust your matter upon Allah, and execute based on your resolve and based on your final decision, along with the fact that you've involved everyone in the process, you've consulted, and you've done shura. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to be great leaders within our families, within our societies, within the greater society as well, and allow us to take these practices that were prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and these qualities that were prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the greatest leader that ever lived within this world, our Messenger Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.